Without further ado, November 17th, 2022, 0948 hours, Ward Green here. It is a real art living in an ambient temperature winter house in Canada, and it's an art that I haven't actually learned yet, I would say, but I'm learning. I mean, I'm reluctantly willing to learn, I would say. The only reason I'm reluctant is because this morning I woke up and it was cold in the, you know, it was rather cold. I actually had to sleep with my down pants on, because I don't want to get cold when I get out of the bed to go to the bathroom or anything. You know, I want to be warm. And I had the heater on. It's not a very big heater or anything. I could get a much more powerful heater if I wanted to. But I think it's more than sufficient. It's just a question of learning how to live. But I had to put socks on. So I had to be wearing socks because my feet would get very cold on the floor. I don't remember it being like this last winter, but it must have been. But oh, that's right. When I woke up, the temperature in the hallway was 55 degrees. I think last year I was probably burning wood and trying to prevent it from getting that cold. I think I tried to keep it around 61 or something like that. I think that's what I was doing. So that's the reason. That's the reason, yeah. Because 61 is much more livable. But this year I'm just... You know, I'm an open book. I want to learn. And by the way, I found a longer version of the Oscar Peterson Andre Previn program from the BBC. I think it's 52 minutes or something like that. It's not the full interview, but it's a much bigger chunk. It's on some other YouTube channel. So you could find that if you search for it, I believe. But I thought at first it was the whole interview, all in one, which would have been perfect. But sadly, that wasn't the case. But anyway, I am, you know, I'm not exactly over the moon at the fact that it's cold. But I'm not really, you know, thinking that there's any reason to run around and try to keep the temperature up. But, you know, I guess if I burn some wood... It would. I don't have any wood, first of all, to burn. Not really dry wood in any sizable quantity. So, it's not. Well, I have the wood that's in the basement. Yeah, sure I do. That's true. But I don't want to use my wood if I don't need it. I mean, I'm willing to adapt. I'm willing to learn. The first update for today, though, is that I took 60 grams of vitamin C yesterday. At least that's my best estimate. I sort of lost track when I was taking every 20 minutes 2 grams. And I just based it off the fact of I knew when I stopped taking it, so I knew how many times I'd taken 2 grams based on every 20 minutes, which was approximate because I tended to get a little bit later each time. But it's close enough. I believe that's probably the right number. 60 grams is what I took since the start of my sore throat. And right now, I don't have much of a sore throat, but I mean, it's not completely gone. And, it could have been food poisoning, too. I mean, I think it's more like food poisoning. That's what I think it was, because, you know, and if it is food poisoning, then it's not necessarily going to just go away when you take vitamin C. Even though vitamin C definitely helps, it's still... I just have a feeling that... I didn't have any real stomach problems, though. So, but I'll tell you what vitamin C does do. It enabled me to stay up all night without sleeping. I guess I slept a little bit at the beginning of the night, but... You know, like an hour maybe or two, or I don't know how long, but I'm not feeling sleep deprived right now, and I'm up, and it's Well, what time is it again? 9, 10? 9-ish, 10-ish? Yeah, almost 10 now. But I was up around 8-something in the morning, and now it's nearly 10. So, what was I talking about? Lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was talking about. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the vitamin C. Yeah, 60 grams. So I took 60 grams, basically. Oh yeah, and it enabled me to stay up basically all night, like without, I mean, it's kind of, well, for one thing, I almost have to stay near the toilet because I think I'm going to have to continually eliminate all the time. You know, I mean, that's what it is. But the thing is, you know, I was watching YouTube videos and so on a little bit. You know, I mean, I was able to do some things, but I wasn't just wasting that time doing nothing. But, you know, using my new iPad and you know, doing a few things. I don't know. The ad guard broke down on the new iPad, so I turned it off. And then, what else did I do? I have a package to go pick up too from the post office. Vitamin K2 and vitamin E. And vitamin E, I switched from the normal vitamin E to the vitamin E clear. It's called vitamin E clear, which means it doesn't have any, I don't know, fillers or something. It's more pure. So the vitamin E clear, and it's D-alpha tocopherol that Andrew Saul recommends. So he's the guy who knows the most about it, I believe. But I mean, I'm going to continue to learn and research. But I was taking the D-alpha tocopherol, but not the clear. And now I've got the clear, and I've ordered some more of that. And because I tested it, and it seems to be okay. So I'm not reacting badly to it. Yeah, but the vitamin C report, you know, 60 grams of vitamin C is a lot. So it's going to take a while for my body to, you know, finish all the attempts to, you know, of my body to evacuate the bowel. You know, my body's attempting to evacuate the bowel because I'm way beyond bowel tolerance, I guess, with the vitamin C, and my sore throat didn't go away. I don't know. Not sick, but that's the thing. I wasn't sick. I just had a sore throat. So maybe I should not have been taking the vitamin C. You know, maybe, but it's not going to hurt me. It's just, and it's good to do it probably once in a while. It's a very good antioxidant. It's a very good anti-cancer antioxidant. It's, vitamin C is excellent for health, so it's not going to hurt me, I don't believe. But, you know, if I knew then what I know now, I might not have taken all that vitamin C this time. I might have just been more conservative, you know, and waited a little longer. But the total, that's the total I've taken since the start of the sore throat. But 60 grams is by far the most I've ever taken. I know that you can eat a pound of it as long as you're not, you know, having problems with your bowels, you know, wanting to become completely uncontrollable, I guess. You can do that, but because you can eat as much as you need for the infection you have. So you can eat a pound of it or 2 pounds of it if you need it for the infection you're fighting off. But in my case, 60 grams, which is 1/7 or 1/8, 1/7 of a pound, roughly. It's not very much, you know. It's not very much. And the woman who ate one pound and cured her mononucleosis, she was a small woman. She wasn't big. So you can eat a pound of it if you're a big or normal size person like I guess I'm not big because I don't have a lot of body weight compared to some people. I weighed myself the other day. I was 137, right? So, yeah, 137 was my weight. But that's not where I was. I was at 122. 122 is what I used to, what I did weigh before I started gaining the excess fat that I have, abdominal fat, which I want to get rid of still. I have to get rid of it still, but I think with all the exercise I was getting, maybe I can get rid of it. Maybe. I mean, it's possible. If I learn how to eat a little more wisely, and I'm not sure. And it's just the nutrition. If I take enough, I think taking the vitamin K2 in larger quantities is going to change how my body works. So, I mean, it's already made me healthier. Because I'm taking more vitamin K2, I got healthier. I mean, I was out doing all that exercise, you know, 2 days ago, and there's no real after effect from that exercise that I had. You know, I had a little bit of feeling of my body, you know, like I mean, I don't know. If I was doing this when I was a teenager, when I wasn't taking any calcium, I would have had lactic acid buildup and stiff muscles so I could barely move. That's what would have happened if I'd been a teenager and done that. At least, well, if I'd done as much, I don't know. It just isn't the same. I mean, if I was a teenager, I would have been doing a lot of other exercise besides that. So you can't really compare. But if I'd been a teenager and been as inactive as I am, or as I have been, because I sit at the computer all day so many times every day. So because of that, I mean, if I'd been like that when I was a teenager, I don't know what would have happened. But if without the calcium, it's hard to compare, but I think I would have been, I know I would have had lactic acid, just how much. I mean, I used to walk on the miles for millions. I think it was 25 miles, that walk or something like that. And I would do it in about maybe 4 hours or something. What was it? Let me think. What time did we start in the morning? I think maybe about 9 in the morning we started. And I think 1 year I got back at 1 o'clock or something like that, or 12:30 or something. But there was a group of people, the runner, the joggers, the people who jogged, they would get back, they came back at about, you know, 2 hours, I guess. Well, it's a marathon, right? So for them, yeah, well, whatever a marathon is, they're not that fast. They're not the world record holders in marathon. These are just normal joggers. So it's probably, they took them 3 hours or something, probably. So for me, 4 hours or 4.5 hours or whatever it took me, that might have been. Or I remember 1 year, I think I got back at 3 o'clock. That might have been my best, or maybe it was 1 o'clock. I don't know. It depends. I don't remember what time we started either. Whether we started at 8 or 9, I don't remember that. So, or even I just don't know. Or maybe even earlier. I don't know when the start was of the walk, but I remember it. And after those walks, I would be so, like the next day I wouldn't be able to move practically, you know, I mean, the stiffness in the muscles. And that's from lactic acid. But when you take calcium as a supplement, or when you eat a lot of dairy, and then you know, you can only do that if you take magnesium, in my case, because I was really constipated if I didn't get magnesium. But I didn't take magnesium or calcium in those days because I didn't know about magnesium, and I would have got really constipated, so I didn't drink milk anymore as a teenager generally. So I got, without the calcium in my body to neutralize the lactic acid, I got lactic acid buildup that was just phenomenal and made me horrifically stiff, you know, in the muscles. So I think after the intense workout I had two days ago, I would have had significant stiffness, which I never get anymore, but I never have gotten it for years now because I take calcium for all those years. About 20 years I've been taking calcium. It's about 20 years since I first learned about calcium. And ever since then, I've never had lactic acid buildup in my muscles at all. So no stiffness. Sometimes I would get sore, but I think the vitamin K2 is preventing the soreness. That's what I think. I think it's just incredibly powerful, this vitamin. I think that's the only, well, it's the only explanation. And I've got to take some right now because I didn't take any when I had my matcha latte right now. I just had a latte, so I'm going to put this bowl out. And you know what? There is something I want to talk about. There's something on this curtain. This curtain has a big... I noticed it the other day. There's a great big patch of oil or something on the curtain, like a big... a large area on the curtain that's a different color from everything else. And it's wet, and it never dries up, so it's oil or something. And I don't remember how that got on there. I must have spilled a bucket of oil on the curtain or something. I don't remember when that happened, what it was. Not right now, I don't remember. And I noticed it the other day after I made the video. So this I've got 9. I've been taking 7. This is 9. K2. But, I don't have to take as many later. If I take these 9, I don't have to take as many later on either if I don't want to. But the power of vitamin K2 is... it's got zero known toxicity. So we're not worried about toxicity. It's just incredible. I can't even describe how good it is. I mean, I can't, there's no way to describe the power of it. That's the thing. It's just not, I can say it's powerful. I can say it's very powerful. I can say it's incredibly powerful. I can say it's beneficial to the umpteenth degree or whatever. There just aren't any words to describe the benefits of vitamin K2. I don't know how to describe it. Just, I think, I guess I'm tempted. Yeah, there are words, but I'm afraid to say it. The words are, vitamin K2 is the fountain of youth. That is the closest thing to the truth that I can think of, but I'm not really sure that that's accurate. But that may be the most accurate way of putting it. It's the fountain of youth, possibly. So what do you do? You know, what can you, if that's the case, then you need to make sure you have it on hand at all times, for one thing. But, I hope by saying that I haven't suddenly caused all the supply of K2 to be sold out all around the world, and so now I won't be able to get any anymore or something. I hope that doesn't happen, but I can't say no. I can't say I'm not going to share that information. And anyway, I guess probably Jehovah knows that there won't be all that many people who will jump on the bandwagon. They're, you know, not everybody's going to be an early adopter of this, probably. So that'll give the manufacturers time to catch up with their production, I hope, but whatever. But anyway, it's... but also, it may not work for everybody. It works for me, that's all I know. I don't know if it works for everybody, but I have every reason to believe it does, but I don't know that, that's all. So... fortunately, I did start the video, and it was successfully started. I just realized I better check to see if it's running. So the video's running, and I wanted to do the video early on today because... I wanted to say I haven't had time to watch my videos from yesterday and the day before. I haven't finished watching. So I guess I'm not going to be able to watch all my videos, and I won't have time to get through them all. Which means I better pay attention while I'm making the videos if I'm not going to be listening to them afterward. I'm watching Jerry Rosa on his YouTube channel, and he's building a mandolin right now. So I'm watching that series. And I guess the number at the beginning of his videos is it's the video number. That's his video number. So it's whatever the number is, That's how many videos he's made up to that point. So I figured that out also. What I like about him is his attitude, his positive attitude. It's contagious for sure. And well, he's got that saying, too much is not enough, which my wife used to say that all the time. But she had another saying that went with it, because one of her sisters had said something. And it went something like this: enough is too much. That was the other one. So too much is not enough. But then we had the other saying, enough is too much. So enough is too much, and too much is not enough. We had that piece of knowledge that we used all the time. I mean, we thought about that quite seriously, you know. I mean, it was a good piece of wisdom. But Jerry has a lot of these little nuggets, nuggets of wisdom that he shares on his channel, sometimes on his t-shirts. But he doesn't always wear t-shirts. Sometimes he wears, you know, I'm looking at some of his shirts now. They're plaid long sleeve shirts and things like that with no writing on them at all. But sometimes he wears a t-shirt with writing on it, with little gems of wisdom and things like that. Anyway, so today I still have a bit of a sore throat, so I'm not really eager to go out. I want to go pick up my package, and I need more food, but I'm not going to run out of food by any stretch. But the thing is, I mean, not yet, you know. And I do have a lot of protein powder from milk. The milk protein powder is what I should have said. Milk protein powder, I have a ton of it. So if I ever do run out of food or can't get to the store, I have that, which I can feed off of, I'm sure. But we're expecting snow again today, so I don't expect to go out. And I want the snow to melt outside before I go, if I can. But the roads are clear, so it's not really a problem. And we're expecting very little snow on Friday. Today's Thursday, so. But it's a high probability, I guess they're saying. But then, you know, it should be warmer on Saturday with a little more sun, so that should melt some snow. Then there's expected to be a possible storm with up to 3 centimeters on Sunday. So, and then after that, again, the same amount of snow again the next day, but warmer with a higher probability. Oh, yeah, and that's Monday. So there's snow coming every single day. Possibly. We could get snow for 8 days or 6 days or 7 days in a row here. We might. It's possible. I want to take a break just for a moment. I'm going to leave the video running, though. What can I show you? Maybe I can show you a video. Oh, well, I could leave the one of the videos running. I can show you Jerry. Yeah, let me show you Jerry. Let me show you Jerry, because he's working on this. I need to get this. I have to bring this down. Yeah, I don't know what my browser is open to right now. I don't want to just click on it because I don't know what page it's. Well, it was the Jackson 5. It was looking at the Jackson 5. Yeah, but this is Jerry. So I'll just let this play.
To keep the jig flat, everything's flat, everything's straight. I have this
back.
Center of the mass here right over the front edge of that, like
I'll
it's supposed
right
to be. Everything looks really good. I checked the alignment one more time, and I don't think it could be any better. I'm going to double check it one more time here. Yep. I mean, like it's like perfect. You know, you can't do much better than perfect, so I'll take that as good enough. And we'll just let her sit there and do her thing. I'll go ahead and give it, you know, several hours before I drill the holes here and pin it in place. That's really all it needs. It ain't gonna move. It won't even move now, probably, because it's been about 5 minutes or so. Give it another hour or two, and then we'll pin the thing in place. Let me give you one more little quick pro tip that you can do here. This ruler, this is how you can check the plane is flat. In other words, that the neck is not twisted this way to the body. In other words, I put this flat edge here across the peg head, and now I get down and I sight across them. It is almost perfect. I'll be honest, it's not 100% perfect. This side's just a hair higher than that side, but when you're talking a long distance like that and you're only talking like a little tiny amount, that's about as good as you'll ever get one, especially when you have to hand fit a joint. It's really close. Now, if you saw a significant difference there, in other words, if this was, you know, a half inch lower or something on that side, yeah, that would be a problem. You'd want to fix that. I would say if you're within, oh, on a long thing like this, if you're within a quarter inch, you're probably tolerable. That would be less between the neck and this. You understand, the long thing makes, you know, is not as forgiving. So, I mean, if you're a quarter inch on something this long, you'll only be a 16th of an inch from the neck to the body. It won't be off that much. But this one here is really close. It's probably only off less than an eighth of an inch on the full length of this, probably about a 16th of an inch. So that's pretty darn good. You could work all day long and maybe never get it any better than that. So I'm happy with that. I'm going to call that good enough. Well, my friends, it's been an hour and a half or more. I took the clamps off this. I am now going to drill this and pin this in place. Okay, I'm just going to drill a real small hole here. I've got some real small dowels. I'm going to try to approximate the angle of this. Like, there's the angle right there, so I'm just going to use that as my guide. That looks pretty good. It doesn't need to be real deep or anything. I might as well just go ahead and drill the other side while I'm at it. And again, I'm just going to approximate the angle just to have feel for that. These are little tiny dowels, so they don't, you know, they won't cause any problem. And now it feels like it's going to be tight going in there. But anyway, I'm just going to cut them off a little long. I'm going to put a little glue down in these holes.
My body.
And the way I'm going to get the glue down in the hole better.
So severely, you know.
Is.
So intensely. My body was cleansing itself with such intensity and finality that, I mean, it was. I'm an empty shell. Like, I don't. I had all that gurgling, you know, that noise you hear when you know you're going to have to go and sit down in the bathroom. That gurgling noise, you know, it means you're going to have to eliminate. But I had all that gurgling, and yet there was nothing inside me, absolutely nothing. There was nothing to come out. So, but that's because I had already been to the bathroom so many times. That was the thing. I mean, it was, I don't know how many times because I wasn't counting, but the thing is, I also realize, and I believe, possibly, that this sore throat is actually just a healing crisis. Possibly it's a healing crisis from the vitamin K2. That might be what it is, which means my body is just, the sore throat's just a symptom. Like when you're reaching a new level, which I am, a new level of fitness, a new level of health. I'm reaching a new level of health, which was, you know, witnessed by the fact that I was out there working. I don't know what Jerry said during that video either. I have no idea. That was just impromptu. So I'm not responsible. Whatever he said. I mean, I'm not aware of it. Anyway. If I'm responsible, I'm not aware. But the other thing is, my fitness level all of a sudden got better. All of a sudden. Sudden, you know. And I think it was the K2, so. But it could be, if it is better health, then the sore throat could be a reaction. The body getting rid of the bad things. So when you reach a new state of health, your body, if it's a better state of health, your body can be getting rid of some of the bad stuff. And that can be giving you some symptoms, like maybe maybe a sore throat or maybe something else, you know, a headache maybe, I don't know. It's not always going to be caused by some illness that you got through getting something in, like a bacterium or a virus. It's not necessarily something going into you. An illness can be something going out of you, a poison, you know, a toxin leaving your body. That's what it could be. So, I mean, that's the only explanation I can think of, because vitamin C would otherwise kill a sore throat in a matter of 6 grams, not 60 grams. 60 grams? 60? That's, I mean, 6-0. And the sore throat's still there. So it's not caused by a virus or an infection by any bacteria, because vitamin C would have wiped that out a long time ago. That's not what it is. So I don't know what it is, because I know vitamin C will do that. And I know I did take that. I know that the vitamin C that I did take was effective, because I had the incredible, you know, gurgling noises and all the after my bowel was empty, I was still gurgling all night. I mean, it kept me up most of the night. I might have gotten an hour of sleep. I mean, I didn't get much sleep, and I'm still wide awake. I have no problem, because I think the vitamin C is, I'm jacked up on vitamin C right now. It's not a bad thing. I don't feel euphoric. I'm just wide awake. But it's going to catch up with me, and I'm going to have to suddenly fall asleep or something, probably. Or I'll have to go to bed at some point. So I want to go pick up the mail, but I don't think I'm going to try and do that. But, if I get a forecast that says it's not going to snow today, then I might even walk or take my bike, you know, and go and do a few things. But, you know, I've got my hiking boots on right now. I could just go out the door and walk down the street, and that's... I didn't have that for many, many years. I haven't had that ability. I didn't have the boots, but I didn't have the power in the body to go and walk down the street. I didn't have the fitness level. I can actually go down the street anytime I want now. But, you know, I don't just mean like, oh, I'm going for a walk like people do. I mean, I'm going on business. I'm going downtown. I'm going to come back, you know, that kind of thing. I can go walking. And probably I can walk pretty fast, because I don't imagine that my hips are going to be arthritic or anything. There's not going to be any problem. I had arthritis in my hips before. So, I mean, I would expect that to be a problem, but not based on what I did the other day outside. I had no arthritis of any kind in any part of my body. And I think vitamin C's got nothing to do with that. That's got to do with the K2. Oh my goodness. I mean, but vitamin C is as safe as K2 is. I mean, they're both really safe. It's just that if I took a huge amount of vitamin K2, I wouldn't get diarrhea, I don't think. I wouldn't get any reaction other than good health. But if I take a large amount of vitamin C, I get what you normally call diarrhea, but it's just really, it's not diarrhea. It's just a bowel reaction it's a bowel tolerance to vitamin C that you actually don't tolerate vitamin C at some point. You know, you actually, your bowel can't tolerate it, is what happens. And your bowel says, no, I'm going to reject that vitamin C because it can't tolerate the vitamin C, right? So that's what it is. So it's not like diarrhea, but it's similar, you know, in its effect. So to the director of the Sons of Korah, a melody. Oh my goodness, yeah. Let's pray. Father, help us to be united with other believers in our mindset or our attitude, that we would have the same inclination toward our fellow believers and also toward our neighbors and our fellow men in general, and help us to benefit from this day's efforts in studying your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, all you peoples, clap your hands. This is a short psalm, by the way. It's of the sons of Korah. Shout in triumph to God with the sound of a joyful cry. For Jehovah, the Most High, is fear-inspiring, a great king over all the earth. He will subdue peoples under us and national groups under our feet. He will choose for us our inheritance, the pride of Jacob, whom he has loved, Selah. God has ascended with joyful shouting, Jehovah with the sound of the horn. Make melody to God, make melody to our King, make melody. For God is King of all the earth. Make melody, acting with discretion. God has become king over the nations. God himself has taken his seat upon his holy throne. The nobles of the peoples themselves have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For to God the shields of the earth belong. He is very high in his ascent. And that's Psalm 47. This is a psalm that I feel like I don't know it very well. I haven't read it many times. I haven't seen it much. And that makes me want to know it more, and it makes me appreciate it more, that the fact that we're reading it, I mean, it makes me appreciate the exposure that we're getting to this psalm right now. There was something there. There, verse 4. This was interesting. He will choose for us our inheritance. Let's get... let's get a different translation from somebody else. Oh, they're all the same. Okay, I'm going to go. I've got... I believe I have... yes, I do. Okay. I've got the eSword program running. Let's go to Psalm 47. There it is. Maybe. Is this, I think I clicked on the wrong one. Hang on. It takes time to load. I forgot. It might take time. I clicked on 48. That's what I was afraid of. Oh, well. It's 47 we want, so I'll go back. Takes a few seconds. There it is. So let me see what that says in the Bible in basic English. Verse 4. He will give us our heritage, the glory of Jacob, who is dear to him. What does it mean, is the question I have. What's it? He will choose for us our inheritance, the pride of Jacob, whom he has loved. It sounds like it's saying that he's going to choose Jacob. You know, him, that he's going to choose Jacob, but he will choose for us. That's curious. I'm going to have to contemplate what that means. It's food for thought. All you peoples, clap your hands. Shout in triumph. He will choose for us our inheritance. Well, if we can't figure it out, we can at least remember what it said. At worst, that's the worst we can do. Hopefully, anyway, we can do that. So this one is short, Isaiah chapter. That's nice. Because I think that I'm not weak, but I'm not, right now I'm not strong for some reason. I'm not sure why. What's happening with my energy level is good. It's early in the morning. I didn't sleep. That's probably what it is. Yeah, I didn't sleep. I need sleep. It's probably what it is. So it's better if I don't go out shopping or anything too, and if I don't go pick up my package because I haven't had any sleep. So it's just better to stay home and try to get recover from the vitamin C, which is not a problem. It's just that I haven't slept. And the other thing is maybe the sore throat. It's not bad, but why is it there? It's curious. Yeah, it's very curious. The vitamin C would easily wipe out a sore throat of any kind of infection. I don't understand that. I mean, that's just not normal. So one thought would be, well, maybe the vitamin C is not potent, but it is potent because it evacuated my bowel more than it should have. I mean, it's definitely potent. The vitamin C, there's nothing wrong with it. So something else is happening. But it can only be good, I believe. It can only be good because I had all that incredible, you know, ability to work. 2 days ago, I had that ability to work. And, well, maybe I had food poisoning, too. That's possible. But I didn't really ever have any other symptoms other than a sore throat. So it doesn't, there's no other symptom, nothing. You know, nothing. So I it doesn't seem like food poisoning either. I just think there's something. There was some poison in my body, there's no doubt, but it could be poison that's coming out of my body rather than poison that I put into my body. That's my current belief. Anyway, that's my latest evaluation. Isaiah 27, in that day, Jehovah, with his hard and great and strong sword, will turn his attention to Leviathan, the gliding serpent, even to Leviathan, the crooked serpent. And he will certainly kill the sea monster that is in the sea. In that day, sing to her, you people. A vineyard of foaming wine, I, Jehovah, am safeguarding her. Every moment I shall water her, in order that no one may turn his attention against her. I shall safeguard her even night and day. There is no rage that I have. Who will give me thorn bushes and weeds? In the battle, I will step on such. I will set such on fire at the same time. Otherwise, let him take hold of my stronghold. Let him make peace with me. Peace, let him make with me. End of the quote there. That was a quote where it said, in that day, sing to her, you people, a vineyard of foaming wine, etc. That quote from verse 2 through 4 through 5, actually. Now, verse 6, in the coming days, Jacob will take root. Israel will put forth blossoms and actually sprout, and they will simply fill the surface of the productive land with produce. As with the stroke of one striking him, does one have to strike him? Or as with the slaughter of his killed ones, does he have to be killed? With a scare cry you will contend with her when sending her forth. He must expel her with his blast, a hard one in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this means, the error of Jacob will be atoned for. And this is all the fruit when he takes away his sin, when he makes all the stones of the altar like chalk stones that have been pulverized, so that the sacred poles and the incense stands will not rise up. For the fortified city will be solitary. The pasture ground will be left to itself and abandoned like a wilderness. There the calf will graze, and there it will lie down. And he will actually consume her boughs. When her sprigs have dried up, women coming in will break them off, lighting them up. For it is not a people of keen understanding. That is why its maker will show it no mercy, and its own former will show it no favor. And it must occur in that day that Jehovah will beat off the fruit from the flowing stream of the river to the torrent valley of Egypt. There's the Euphrates River again. And so you yourselves will be picked up one after the other, O sons of Israel. And it must occur in that day that there will be a blowing on a great horn, and those who are perishing in the land of Assyria and those who are dispersed in the land of Egypt will certainly come and bow down to Jehovah in the holy mountain in Jerusalem. And that's the end of Isaiah 27. That one, to me, I believe that the vitamin K2 is making me better at reading, and everything is better, even though I haven't slept. I mean, I'm still, my reading is better, which, because my concentration is better, because my health is better. So it makes sense to me. It makes complete sense to me. But on the other hand, it's not anything we were taught. I was not taught about vitamin K, or K2, I should say. I wasn't even taught about vitamin K, let alone vitamin K2. I was not taught when I was young. I mean, I was taught about vitamin K2 by a lady in a health food store when I told her possibly about the arthritis in my hand and the fact that I was taking calcium. And she wasn't trying to sell me anything. She was just a person who worked there. I haven't seen her since. Like, after this, never saw her again, I don't think. But the thing is, maybe she doesn't work there anymore. I don't know. But I haven't been there for a very long time now, so I don't know if I'll ever be there again even. But it's downtown in Ottawa, and we just don't shop that way anymore. We don't go downtown to shop. I'm not... When I say we, I mean probably more than just me. I mean other people besides me probably don't shop by going downtown anymore. We shop online because it's cheaper. It makes more sense to shop online. So but it used to be we meant Ann and I. It used to mean that. When Ann was with us, that's what it meant. But now it means me and other people who might be doing the same thing. So, I mean, this is amazing. It's amazing that I still don't need sleep quite yet. I mean, I'm not sleepy. I'm just, I guess I'm still, you know, jacked up on vitamin C, I guess. But, yeah, it's just, what time is it? Okay, I think we've had a long enough study. I'm going to crash here. I'm sure I'll come down. I'm not high on anything. I'm not high at all. It's just a question of that the vitamin C did that to me. You know, it did something to me that was totally different from what the K2 does. The K2 just makes me healthier. The vitamin C does something weird. It causes my bowel to reject all of its contents, you know. And even after it's empty, it still keeps on wanting to eject its contents, although that's not really happening. But there's a lot of noises, that gurglings and things that tell you that you think your bowels are going to move, but they don't. There's no attempt. The bowels make no attempt to move when they're empty. So that just doesn't happen. So anyway... yeah, I don't know what to say. 60 grams of vitamin C, that's the news, which I didn't need because the sore throat's still there. Well, wait a minute. Well, maybe not. It's just now it might be a little less. Yeah, it's very little sore throat. Anyway, maybe the vitamin C will kick in, or, you know, and maybe whatever's causing the sore throat will be killed by the vitamin C, you know. The vitamin C doesn't actually kill anything. It just stimulates your immune system. That's all it does. It just reinforces it fires the immune system. It gives it fuel. It's causing the immune system to escalate. It just builds it up, and that's all it does. I mean, probably that's not what it does at all, but that's what the simplest understanding is of what it does. And I think it's the most accurate understanding because there's no other side effect of vitamin C. We know it's not nice. The bowel doesn't like it, so that's why it causes the diarrhea. It's just the bowel doesn't like the vitamin C. So you don't have that problem. If you take vitamin C intravenously, you don't have that problem. As long as it doesn't go through the bowel, which it doesn't if you take it intravenously. So intravenous vitamin C does not have this bowel tolerance limit. You can take hundreds of grams per day of vitamin C if you need it, which you do if you've got a serious infection or if you have cancer. So you can take it intravenously. That's the other thing that people need to know about vitamin C. Now, vitamin K2, is like I said again, it's a whole different story. There's no bowel tolerance limit. There's nothing. There's no anything limit on vitamin K2. It's just it wipes out all the bad things and puts in all the good things. That's, I mean, what else can I, how can I describe it? It kills off any trace of arthritis. I mean, what else do you want to know? Like, I don't understand how to explain good health. It's hard to explain good health. It gives me, or it gave me, the ability to do a lot of work in a short time without getting any sore muscles or anything. And I hurt my foot 2 days ago because my toes were smacked into the side of my boot because I was wearing my old boots that don't fit snug enough. So, and they're just not good boots, you know. But because I didn't want to wear my new boots because I'm afraid I'll damage my new boots, that was my reasoning, which maybe I should just bite the bullet and actually wear the new boots and say, so what if I wreck my new boots? I'm going to wear them, you know. I mean, but I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid to do that. I'm wearing them now, though. It's just that I don't want to wear them. I'm still afraid to wear them for any rough work where they're going to be exposed, you know, exposed to any sharp, pointy twigs and things that are going to scratch them up and ruin the finish on the leather. Because then, of course, it's harder to waterproof, too. They're harder to waterproof, too, aren't they? The fact that they already got scuffed probably makes them very difficult to waterproof now, even. I'm not sure about that. But, oh, they're going to get scuffed, though. They're going to get scuffed, right? So it can't be impossible to waterproof them. I don't believe that. Because you can waterproof suede. If you can waterproof suede, then you can waterproof smooth leather, which has been scuffed, which is basically the same as suede. So, anyway, that's my theory about that one. So this was interesting where it said, in Isaiah 27:11, that the people would be punished here. But would not be wiped out. In verse 6, Jacob will take root. That's a good, that's a positive statement. You know, but then later on, verse 11, it is not a people of keen understanding. That is why its maker will show it no mercy. So, and then, in verse 12, Jehovah will beat off the fruit from the flowing stream of the river, which is the Euphrates River, always, in the Old Testament, to the torrent valley of Egypt. So that gives you a perspective. The Euphrates River is on the east of the Promised Land, And the Torrent Valley of Egypt is to the west of the Promised Land. So it's that whole area. And when Solomon was ruling, Israel's kingdom was almost that big. It was probably at least to the Torrent Valley on that side of Egypt, on the Egypt side, but whether it stretched all the way to the Euphrates, I'm not certain in Solomon's day, but it was in that direction, bigger than it later became, or than it was formerly too. It was the largest kingdom during Solomon's day. At least, well, I don't know what, I need the scriptural basis for that. I can't say that without a scriptural basis, so I can't back it up with scripture right now, but maybe we'll find a scriptural reference for that. If not, then it's just speculation based on the fact that Solomon was so rich and he had so much wisdom. But I've seen it written before, I just don't know upon what it's based, that's all. We need to get the scriptural basis for that. Anyway, it's been interesting to do the study with you today, little children, and I'm going to take a break from this. I maybe should try and get some sleep at some point. If I'm not going out, I can sleep any time, right? I mean, it's not an issue, but it's only if I have to go out that I have to get ready. And I'm not going out because I don't believe the conditions are the most favorable right now that they're going to be in the next few days. I think it's going to be more favorable. And that's why I'm willing to wait for that opportunity to go out. And I've got food of basically all kinds. Maybe I'm a little short on the fresh fruit, but got some apples. And I have canned fruit if I don't have fresh. But, you know, I've also got a way to, I can walk to the store and I can take my bike as long as I don't think it's going to be raining or snowing while I'm out. But in the case of walking, I could do that in the snow. I just can't ride the bike or in the rain because it doesn't have any fenders on it. So, but this is November 17th, 2022, 10:45 hours. This has been Ward Green. It's been great to talk to you. I hope to see you as soon as you can get to me. And I love you. Bye for now.